The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It is a delight to welcome a new guest, Tim Mooney. He is a political advisor to a lot of campaigns in the past, a lot of candidates, and he is a political advisor to a political action committee here called Saving Arizona, savingarizona.us. He is part of the cavalry that is going to help ensure that we elect Blake Masters, but also inform the voting public in Arizona on the real record of Mark Kelly, the record that he has been hiding not only from his past, but in his general candidacy. You don't see a lot of Mark Kelly around. It's part of his general way of doing things. Tim Mooney is part of a group that's exposing him, and they have a massive television ad buy that we're going to talk to you about. Tim, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, Seth. Great to be with you.
First time guest on the show. I always do this with first time guests. Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, any autobiography you want, and how you came to be doing what you're doing.
Grew up in a small town called Scottsdale back when it was a small town.
Okay.
And now live in Cave Creek, which is a small drinking town with a Kelway problem.
Yeah, that's a very funny way to put it. Yeah.
Exactly. I've been a long time consultant for conservative causes and organizations throughout America. We've changed state constitutions 18 times, 11 states, to make them more conservative.
Good.
And right now, our focus is on Mark Kelly.
Good.
Mark Kelly seems like a nice guy. I'm sure that he is. I'm sure that his dog likes him. But he votes like a liberal in Washington, D.C. He's voting with Joe Biden 94% of the time. That's hardly a stand-up person for Arizona. More importantly, he votes with Senator Chuck Schumer, 96% of the time. I don't think New York needs three U.S. senators. Arizona and Arizona values needs at least one.
Nicely put, Tim. That's a really good way to put it. We'll get into some of the merits of what you're saying, but tell the audience some of what you guys are doing, debuting this Saturday, October 1st.
Look, we think the voting record of a U.S. senator takes more than 30 seconds.
Yep.
We think it takes 30 minutes.
Good.
And so we are systematically going through the records of Mark Kelly and how he's voted to increase government, lessen your freedoms, increase your taxes while he's been in Washington, D.C. We're doing a 30-minute infomercial about Mark Kelly's voting record and what it means to you, your family, and your pocketbook. And the airtimes for these are going to be this Saturday, October 1st, from 11:30 to 12 on TW61, the following Saturday, October 8th, and then also Sunday, October 2nd, and Sunday, October 9th, from 6 to 6:30 p.m.
I think this is fantastic, and these will be 30-minute infomercials on the real Mark Kelly record. People who might be driving or what have you and might not have been able to write down or memorize those times and dates, it's October 1st, October 2nd, October 8th, and October 9th, but you can go to savingarizona.us to get all the times in your area, savingarizona.us, because you'll be doing it not only in the Phoenix markets, as I understand it, but also the Tucson markets. This is great. What is, Tim, what is the first thing you would like voters to know, aside from the voting record percentages that Mark Kelly has stood for and has voted on?
Well, I think the biggest one, if it is not getting as much attention as it needs to, is that Mark Kelly wants to more than double the size of the IRS.
Yeah.
And to weaponize the IRS against taxpayers. And think of it this way. 87,000 new hires, one just for you, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of IRS agents, and they've done this because they wanted to show that the bill balanced. And so every one of those IRS agents is going to be responsible to going out and finding money.
Mm-hmm.
Forget whether it's fairness or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a set amount they've got to go find. Now, at the same time, Mark Kelly voted to reduce the number of Border Patrol agents.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have only 19,000 Border Patrol agents. Again, he wants to have 186,000 IRS agents. Another way to look at this, we have less than 50,000 in the Coast Guard patrolling our coasts, 95,000 miles of shoreline, only 41,700 active Coast Guard. So we're going to have four times as many IRS agents as Coast Guard.
Hold that thought right there, Tim. That's a good number to go to the break on. I want people to remember that. This was a short segment. We'll have a longer one coming up on the other side of this commercial break. Again, folks, Tim Mooney, a political advisor to Saving Arizona, savingarizona.us. They're doing a big bunch of infomercials on Mark Kelly's record starting October 1st, this Saturday, on the CW. SavingArizona.us to get more local times and listings. We'll be right back with more from Tim Mooney on Mark Kelly's real record. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Tim Mooney is our guest. He is a political advisor to the Saving Arizona Political Action Committee, SavingArizona.us. They're doing a big TV ad buy, not unlike what Ronald Reagan did for Barry Goldwater in 1964 with his Time for Choosing, except this will be, rather than on behalf of just Blake Masters, this will be the exposing of Mark Kelly's full voting record that he has been hiding from and not wanting you to know about, because he tries to hold himself out as an independent. He tries to hold himself out as a moderate. He has allies in the media and even allies within some of the moderate segments of the Democratic Party here who are trying to promote that Mark Kelly is a moderate. He's not. Tim Mooney has been spelling that out for us, and there will be a 30-minute infomercial that'll air October 1st, October 2nd, October 9th. It's a big ad buy, and I'm just delighted that you guys are doing it, Tim. We were talking about Mark Kelly's voting to increase the IRS by 87,000 agents. And you made a good point. When you hire an IRS agent, it's not that you're hiring people to look on how to look for how to refund American taxpayers. It's how to extract more money from American taxpayers. All at the same time, we have real problems that taxpayers wish their money went to, like solidifying the border, right? And Mark Kelly's record on that is pretty awful, too, isn't it?
It is. He's voted to reduce the number of Border Patrol agents. The last thing we need is less. We've got over 2 million people coming across our border. Think of it this way. I mean, that is three times the size of Tucson coming across the border just this year. Rather than doing anything about it, Mark Kelly's going to cut agents there. We think there needs to be a doubling of agents there and a cutting of the IRS agents. But there's other areas as well. Let's get into some social areas.
Yeah, let's do. Good.
Mark Kelly voted against the prohibition of federal funds being used in kindergarten and grade school to teach critical race theory. That's just crazy. First off, why is the federal government even being involved with critical race theory and pushing it into our schools? But that's Mark Kelly.
Yep.
What about abortion? There are only 7 countries in the world that allow abortion up to the day of birth, but Mark Kelly's in favor of that.
I want people to understand this one really carefully. When Mark Kelly and others in his party talk about they being the moderates when it comes to abortion and Republicans or pro-lifers being the radicals or extremists, it's important you understand the Mark Kelly view on abortion. Tim, you said it well. I'll restate it. He believes in abortion up to the exact moment of birth. That is not moderate. That is not, in any sense, the opposite of extreme. That is the definition of extreme. In fact, it's gruesome.
Well, and he also wants that this not only just to be the law, but to be the law in every state.
Yeah, right.
You know, Arizona is different from New York. Alabama is different from Washington State. What the courts did, and this is where I get so upset, the courts did not outlaw abortion. The courts said, look, at the federal level, the federal courts, this is not up to us. It's up to states. States are different. Mississippi is different from Minnesota. But Mark Kelly wants there to be one standard in every state across the country, and that is abortion up until the time of birth.
And I think it's also important to add that when, you know, candidates support the kind of thing that was at issue at the Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision, a 15-week ban, that gets you already 15 weeks is into the second trimester. Most abortions take place long before that. So the idea that stopping abortions after 15 weeks, if a state decides to do that like Mississippi did, being extreme, is the exact opposite of extreme. In fact, that might even be considered the moderate place to be on abortion, frankly.
Well, let's use an example by this. The European Union countries, 23 of them, all have abortion limits 15 weeks or less.
Right.
So this is not the extreme. That is the moderate position, but that is not Mark Kelly's position.
That's correct.
Mark Kelly thinks every state in the union needs to abide by what he says, which is abortion right up to the time of birth.
This connection of the adding IRS agents, supporting the addition of 87,000 new IRS agents, not making the IRS agency 87,000 employees, adding 87,000 employees to the IRS. You know, you tie that to a few other things, it becomes quite clear that Mark Kelly is into income redistribution on steroids, because he also at the same time supported Joe Biden's executive order to forgive student loans regardless of income without any work requirement when the vast majority of Americans haven't even gone to college. He is asking people, working class, blue collar, middle class folks, to bail out Ivy League graduates who can't find work.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, here's my question. What if you worked part-time during high school to save your money to go to college, and you took out loans to go to college, and you paid back those loans? Do you get $10,000 or $20,000?
Nope.
You do not. So what we're doing is we're punishing the people who worked by the way that it was supposed to work. We're validating the people who took out excessive loans to go get degrees that did not produce the kind of income that would make those valuable degrees worth anything. This is just the wrong thing. Yet what if you got out of high school and you bought a truck and you apprenticed as a plumber, and that was your investment in your future? Do you get a loan back?
Nope.
Now, also, this is patently unconstitutional. Where does the Biden administration get the authority to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you where they're claiming it. After 9/11,
yep,
if you were a military officer in after 9/11, you signed up and you took out loans prior to that, they gave back some of those loans. It was on the authority of the 9/11 accident. And it expanded it out to other emergency measures and times. So the Biden administration is saying, well, that's our authority after 9/11, the forgiveness for troops and their loans and other emergencies, and we'll claim COVID as an emergency, and therefore we'll have the ability to give and forgive student loans. Now, here's my question. Joe Biden just said on national TV 3 or 4 days ago that the COVID pandemic is over. So if there's no reason for emergency measures under the COVID pandemic, how then does he claim to have the authority to forgive student loans?
Same way that Mark Kelly claims to have the authority to call himself a moderate, which is why I am glad you are exposing his true record. These folks are so many Humpty Dumpties in Alice in Wonderland's looking glass that they just make words mean what they want them to mean. And it's an awful way to do Republican forms of government. It's an awful way to do democracy. It's an awful abuse of the English language. It's an awful abuse of our politics, which is, Tim, why I'm so glad you guys are doing this. Again, series of ads Saving Arizona PAC is putting out exposing the Mark Kelly record, folks. They start debuting this Saturday. You can learn more about them by going to savingarizona.us, savingarizona.us. Tim Mooney, thank you for your efforts. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you so much. Look forward to having you back. I'm Seth Leibson. Don't go away. Come back with one more concluding thought.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.